You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Simo and Jordan just hanging out.
And Simo, on Friday on the show, I launched a bit of a campaign to try and get some more celebs on the show.
All right, what was your... Did you have like a code name for the campaign?
Code name, get celeb on the show.
That's catchy.
I know, it's got a ring to it.
I like it.
So Simo, the idea was you would message three celebs on Instagram, I would too.
Yes.
They had to be one, had to be just an Australian celebrity, someone that's famous in Australia and nowhere else, an international celebrity, and an absolute superstar.
An absolute superstar.
Yeah. So, Simo, the three that you went for and the three that you messaged.
Well, like mine were tiered. Mine really do a great kind of example of what the tiers are.
Yeah.
So, like, superstar celebrity, Chris Hemsworth.
Yep.
And then what was the next one?
Just international celebrity.
Liam Hemsworth. And then what was the next one?
And then Australian celebrity, someone who's known in Australia and nowhere else.
The oldest Hemsworth brother, who I can't remember his name.
I think he was on, like, two episodes of Home and Away or something like that.
So, that's kind of the three tiers that we're dealing with. I haven't heard anything, by the way.
Oh, okay.
So the Hemsies are, you know, they only deal with the creme de la creme, people like you probably.
So that's a no, didn't get any celebs?
Got nothing, zero from the Hemsworth trio.
Disappointing. Well, Simo, as is often the case on this show, I have to carry the show.
Yeah, you've brought the goods.
I've had interaction with one celebrity, whether it's good interaction or not.
Yes.
I'll let you be the judge.
I've got a bit of an idea about who it's going to be.
So, Simo, my absolute superstar went for Harry Styles. He didn't reply. Wasn't expecting that.
Typical.
My Australian celebrity, I went for Daniel Gorringe. He was on Big Brother recently.
Now, this one is the one I'm pegging as you might have heard something back from.
I'll tell you in a moment, Simo. The third, the international celebrity was David Hasselhoff.
Okay, yeah, the Hoff. Oh, no.
So, yeah, Harry Styles didn't get anything.
Okay, yep.
Daniel Gorringe.
Yep.
Former Big Brother contestant. I think played a bit of AFL as well and is quite prevalent on social media.
Right.
Nothing.
No way. The Gorringe giving you donuts.
Nothing.
That's sad.
Which means, Simo, David Hasselhoff.
Oh, my God.
Hang on, let me... I'll read you the message I sent to David Hasselhoff as well, just quickly.
Yep.
Hey, Hoff.
Yeah.
Your hair looks amazing this morning. How do I get Hoff hair here in Australia? Simo.
Yes?
David Hasselhoff.
What did he bring?
It's a very long drum roll, isn't it?
I've got one that goes for much longer.
David Hasselhoff has not replied to my message, but I can see that he has seen it.
Oh, my God.
So he's left me on scene. He's seen that he hasn't replied.
He's left you on red.
So, Simo, out of, six celebrities that we went for, didn't get any replies. However, David Hasselhoff looked at my message and thought, no, I'm not worth his time.
Hoff gave you at least the time of the day. He was like, who's this dude? What's the go?
Hoff looked at it and thought, nah.
Simo and Jordan.
And have you ever received an angry note from anyone?
I'm sure I must have at some point in my life.
A harshly worded text or email?
A strongly worded email, I prefer.
So do you have a tendency to bite back or not really?
I don't know, it varies, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't copped a lot, thankfully.
And do you get like an awkward feeling in your tummy after you do it? Do you ever feel guilty?
Sometimes you do, kind of, if you do bite back and then the next day you're thinking about it and going, oh, geez, shouldn't have said that.
That's fair enough. Well, this has occurred over the weekend. Some noisy neighbours have caused a bit of an issue.
Right.
A note has been written and then popped through the, you know how they've got the doors with the little like letterbox opening?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you could have just said letterbox.
Someone's got like
I wasn't going to check.
Someone's got like a little scrunched up note that they've just like popped through there over the weekend.
Okay.
And it's a pretty hectic time. It reads, "Hello."
Good start.
"Could you please close the door when the baby is crying during the day? Currently, I haven't been able to sleep for several days because of your crying newborn. Thank you."
I reckon that's fair enough.
Really?
Well, I mean, I assume this person is maybe working at night and having to sleep during the day, therefore having to sleep during the day is a bit annoying. And there's a crying baby.
Well, it's not their own baby. It's their next-door neighbours.
Oh, it's the next-door neighbours. Okay.
Didn't write that note to themselves.
Yeah, yes. Good point.
And so the mother has decided to type out a note. The first one was handwritten.
Yeah.
And the second one has been slaved over
well,
on
Simo,
the computer with it raining outside.
Well, Simo, just quickly, I can see the two notes. You've had them on your screen.
Yep.
The first note, handwritten, maybe 2.5 lines.
That's right, yep.
This next note, it's a whole page.
Should I?
I did university essays that were shorter than this.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty full on.
Go. Can you just give us the edited highlights?
Yeah, I can try. All right, so it's raining outside. The baby's still crying in the next room. And they're feeling all torn up about the note that they received from their neighbour and their crying newborn. And then this poetry comes out of them. Hi, neighbour. Thanks for your feedback note, which was left at my door unsigned. I'm sorry that my 5-month-year-old's crying, talking baby has disturbed you. It's the same in our household. I understand your frustration, as we work from home too. I guess what I'm saying is, for an infant, they really don't know what they're doing. They can be irritating, but I have passed along your feedback. I'm not sure whether it's been taken on board. Signed, your noisy neighbour.
Does the noisy neighbour have a name?
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
You look like you need a small jar of lion poo in your life.
What?
I got to be honest, that's what I'm sensing your kind of, you know, sixth sense sort of thing.
What am I missing in my life?
I'm just feeling that you need a jar of lion poo.
Lion?
Yeah.
As in Roar, Mufasa, Simba, Lion King, the circle of life.
What other lion were you going to go for?
No, I just, your thick accent, I couldn't tell what you were. I was like, lion?
Yes, Simo, lion poo.
Ah, right.
And I'm very glad to say that now you can buy a small jar of lion poo. A German circus, which obviously can't run because of COVID-19, has decided to start selling its lion poo in small jars. Try and make some money as well on the side.
Yeah.
Are you interested or...?
Depends. What's in the lion's diet? I assume it's pretty meat heavy.
Not an expert on lion's diets, but yes, I would assume.
Because what goes in one end comes out the other.
Don't see many lions just wandering around eating tofu or whatever.
No, well, there's no vegan lions out there.
Oh, but there might be.
They're all at the opera and what else?
There might be some hipster lions out there in the jungle.
Yeah, they're all at the jungle opera.
Somewhere in Africa, just a lion's captured a gazelle and then the lion wanders up. It's like, does anyone have any kale?
Anyone
at all. So, no, but anyway, this German zoo, it has started selling its lion poo in jars. It's said that you can use them for gardening or as a bit of a joke. You can buy them online or through the circus has put up a little pop-up shop in Germany, complete with a giant sculpture of poo outside.
Wow.
Just to attract attention.
So is it measured? Like how much lion poo? What's the price? What are we dealing with?
I haven't looked that much into it, to be honest. I didn't think you were actually interested in it.
Is it a good deal? Is it a growth market? Because I assume I haven't seen many lions in my life, so it's probably a commodity that there's not much of. So you could probably sell it for a bit.
I think there are lots of lions out there. We can probably get a lot of it if we want, but we don't.
All right.
We got a little quote here from the guy who runs the zoo talking about it.
It's a funny thing. And nowadays with the COVID-19, I think that people need to laugh. And that's what the circus is there for. We're not allowed to play. So that's why we've made this here, just to have a bit of fun.
Well, that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
What do they tell you, like, you know how with boutique branding now, there's always like, this poo is farmed from Mufasa, our finest leader of the lion pride at this location at this time. So they're like date time. Similar to have you ever had to do a stool sample?
No.
Well, you've got to be pretty all over the details of what time it happened, where you are, all of that.
I don't know this for sure, but I can almost guarantee.
Yep.
That is not the case with this. Well, the case is with this is someone, they're cleaning out the lion area. They've got the shovels with all the poo. They're kind of going, God, there's so much of it that we can't get rid of it. I know what we can do. Let's sell it and we'll sell it online. People all over the world will buy it and then we'll be happy.
I was hoping that maybe, you know, it was done in controlled conditions, you know, like they waited in the savannah in the thick grass, the human beings were waiting for the lion to go to the loo and then jumped out. Now's the time!
Simo, it's a German circus. Just lower your expectations.
Or raise them. That's incredible. Do all the animals speak German?
Simo and Jordan.
The dating app. Now, you use a couple of different ones.
Well, Simo, I think what you're trying to say is that I am on Tinder, but Simo, right. You're not.
That's correct.
So out of...
I'm clean, baby. Keep the habit.
Well, yeah. I have one or two of those various dating swipey ads.
Yeah.
Apps.
So, and how are they? Treat you well?
Yeah, good.
Because there is a new one on offer.
Let me just reach my phone so I can download it immediately.
See if you got access to it. It's called Dig. It's branded the dog person's dating app.
Simo, you know I'm not a dog person.
It aims at matching you with someone who will love your pet as much as you do.
Simo, you know that I've never had a pet in my life. I'm not an animal person. I appreciate they can be fantastic, and if you've got a pet, brilliant, but it's not my cup of tea.
So what you're saying is that you hate animals?
Yeah, pretty much.
So it will allow you to meet someone you can go on a dog date with. So, I mean, people that own dogs typically have very loving traits, Jordan, so I think you should open yourself up to the possibility.
What's it called again?
Dig.
D-I-G?
D-I-G.
All right. I typed in Dig to the Apple store.
Yeah.
First thing that pops up is a game called Dig This, which by the looks of the pictures looks like you have to dig.
So
the second one is also a game where you have to dig. The third one is a game where you do a dinosaur Jurassic Park dig.
So love can be like digging for gold, Jordan. So yeah. Each day the app presents you with five fellow dog lovers to choose from and will even suggest dog-friendly dates to go on.
Oh, here it is. I found it now.
There you go. Oh, did you? So good. All right. So if you have a dog that doesn't get along with others, apparently you can filter the search to people without dogs. So if you're not
a
dog lover, you can...
That's me.
Yeah, you can go on there and specify that you're on a dog dating app and don't want any dogs involved. Also...
I'd probably question why you're on this app when there's 1,000 others.
There's a conversation starter for you. Straight away.
It could also be a conversation ender. If you're on an app that, you know, you're looking to find someone who loves dogs and your first thing is, no, I hate dogs. All of a sudden, next.
So, wow, you like stuff. Now, the app has got a wicked tagline.
Okay.
It says...
Hang on, can we just go through some dating app taglines first?
Ah, sure, yeah.
Well, Ashley Madison, the infamous one is Life's Short, Have an Affair.
Oof.
I don't think Tinder has a tagline.
Yeah. I don't know. It would be something like strike a match or like, oh, if it's not, it should be. I'm a genius.
I know. Get on the phone to Tinder HQ.
Whoa.
Get onto that.
Okay. Wow. Jeez.
I logged onto Tinder to see if I could find the tagline and just like, please rate Tinder from 1 to 5 stars.
How about no? So the Dig dating app says... Dog people are always looking for ways to get dogs in their lives. You'll linger near the dog park's fence. You'll repeatedly offer to dog sit while your friends are away. And you'll scan every dating app for photos of potential matches with dogs at their sides.
It's quite a long tagline.
It's very cultured.
Like, I don't support what Ashley Madison does in any way, shape or form.
But much, much more catchy.
But at the same time, life's short, have an affair. It's catchy.
If you're lucky enough to own a pup...
The tagline's still going!
You know that things never work out with someone if they're just not as into dogs as you are. So Dig founders Casey and Lee built a dating app that connects people based on what's most important to them. Their dogs.
Simo, I'm going to go get a dog, raise it from a puppy to be an adult dog. This tagline will still be going.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Simo and Jordan for you Monday.
And Simo, it's time for this.
How good is that...
How good is that?
It is utterly brilliant or potentially disastrous.
Yes, Simo, we've got an item here. We don't know what it is. We have to try and work out whether it is good or whether it is bad. It could be brilliant. It could be terrible. We could end up having an argument about it and it could ruin the rest of the week. We don't know.
Oh, wow. Way to put pressure on it.
I mean, it would be...
Could ruin the rest of the week?
If the rest of the week's crap, I'm blaming this.
It's Monday.
Shannon Knoll. 3, 2, 1, go.
Yes. Absolute yes.
The rest of the week is not ruined.
The rest of the week, it's going to be fine. Oh, thank goodness for that.
I love a bit of Shannon. Who doesn't like a bit of Shannon Knoll?
All right, so what's your favourite Shannon Knoll song?
Yeah, you had to ask me that, didn't you?
Yeah, have you got one?
Well, there's What About Me.
Yes, there is. What else you got?
And We're Out of Time.
Loud is also a great one.
Great.
I love it. It's good.
Can you name any more?
Nope.
You're frantically typing Shannon Knoll into the system.
Yeah, Shannon.
To see if...
Oh, he's got a couple.
Oh, we've actually got some Shannon Knoll songs.
So which one did you have? What About Me?
What About Me? That's it's a classic. A classic.
The Shine. I think they used this for The Biggest Loser, didn't they? Not because he's the biggest loser.
Oh, no, it wasn't that. It was a Lift, wasn't it?
Ah, You Got a Lift.
Yeah, that one.
That one. You Got a Lift. You Got a Lift. That one.
Simo, you know what I just thought of?
What?
Do we have the hook for What About Me?
Yeah, of course. I mean, would you like it from the start?
Just the hook's enough. Just the 10 seconds of the chorus.
Okay, right, sorry.
But no, Simo, what I wanted to mention that is someone in our office, and I think you know who it is,
yeah,
was actually in that film clip.
Really?
As like an extra.
Yeah.
Did you not know that?
No, I didn't.
All right, I don't think she's in the office right now, which is annoying.
Yeah. Wow, well, that's a claim to fame.
I tell you what, tomorrow on the show... Okay, tomorrow... I think she's running late this morning. But tomorrow on the show, we will get Em's the Stationery Queen in the studio.
She heard Shannon Knoll and then she just ran. Just like out of the building. Go on.
We'll interview Em's about her day in the film clip of Shannon Knoll's What About Me.
That's very cool. I've been in a film clip.
Was it for Shannon Knoll?
No, I don't know. It was just my own private collection.
Okay, well, what band was it?
No, I can't say it. It's... private.
Go on. No. You brought it up. You have to. No, don't go to the ad.
Simo and Jordan.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah. That should do it.